Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Another quick rant of truth with me, Tyson Harley. I think I'm going to do a quick rant and then maybe do follow up with more facts. So the latest is that, killers are on the loose. The same people who, bash good treatment and instead push bad treatment are now behind Maryland National Guard is going to give remdesivir to nursing homes. Remdesivir, if you don't know, is the incredibly liver toxic drug that was formerly only an Ebola drug. And even then, guess what was favored over it for that treatment? Monoclonal antibodies. But nonetheless, it somehow became the quote gold standard early because someone was trying to sell drugs instead of actually treat people. And things like HCQ and ivermectin were pushed down and there was a smear campaign against them. So yes, soon, apparently, the office of the governor of Maryland, Larry Hogan, 1/13/2022, as of today, 70% of Maryland nursing homes are reporting positive COVID-19 cases among residents and staff. Garbage! Did you stop using the PCR test that was supposed to no longer be used? Or did you just kind of take that guidance and ignore it from the CDC because you didn't have any teeth and you had some PCR tests to sell, to get rid of, to get out of your inventory? There's no data. There's no data, except that we literally know, per CDC director, that 85 to 90% of transmissibility is finished after 5 days. And yet the current PCR test will be positive for up to 12 weeks long after transmissibility is gone. Those are practical quotes from the CDC director. See my previous episodes. So are they really, do they really have positive COVID-19 cases in 70% of nursing homes? Maybe, but what percent in each one? Nonetheless, he's going to spend Maryland's money and make health choices unilaterally instead of letting the legislature do that. And so that's another whole thing. $1 million and million life decisions, health choice decisions should not be an executive order because that's what legislators are for. The state will work closely with nursing homes to make all the necessary testing resources available to them. Read the MDH order. And then the MDH order is about Maryland National Guard to distribute remdesivir to nursing homes. So, great. Remdesivir is incredibly toxic. So let me pull that up real quick, and I'll just tell you some quick articles that say as much. Okay, how about this one? This is straight off of NIH.gov. Liver tox, : clinical and research information on drug-induced liver injury. Okay, and they talk about nucleoside analogs. Guess what they're talking about? Liver injury from drugs. And guess what they list as one of the nucleoside analogs? Remdesivir. An article off of EMPR.com. This says MPR, the right dose of information. I'm not sure why it says EMPR here, but management of remdesivir-associated acute liver failure. Examine in case series. I'm going to list off some other articles, but this quick 2.5 paragraphs is important. In the two cases we present, this is one of them. They're quoting one of the studies in this article that I'm talking about. They're quoting a study of some kind. The time course of COVID-19 infection, remdesivir administration, and liver function abnormalities appears to point to remdesivir as a possible contributing cause of ALF, whatever, that's the liver function problem. They added, when utilizing the Naranjo algorithm to determine the possibility of a drug-induced effect, both cases scored as a probable adverse drug reaction with a score of 6 each. Remdesivir was immediately discontinued in both patients, and a continuous infusion of acetylcysteine was initiated, blah, 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 so on and so forth. The authors stated that they observed rapid improvements in both patients' transaminase levels following acetylcysteine administration and discontinuation of remdesivir. Why, it's almost like that's what was causing the massive liver damage, which is only the name of the article, acute liver failure associated with remdesivir. Medshadow.org, remdesivir for COVID-19, linked to liver toxicity. Off of PubMed and blah, 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 NIH.gov, the National Library of Medicine therein. Toxic myopathy and liver damage caused by therapy that's a combination therapy. I have a tough time with this word, but it's with four different drugs, including remdesivir. And they did that with, no, I think maybe four drugs, to a renal transplant patient with a recently treated SARS-CoV-2-induced pneumonia. So this is how insane they are. You're so rabid, you would give a liver-damaging drug to someone who has had a renal transplant just because of alleged SARS-CoV-2? Link Springer.com. Liver injury in remdesivir-treated COVID-19 patients. Off of, again, NIH.gov, remdesivir and acute renal failure, a potential safety signal from disproportionality analysis of the WHO safety database from, clinical, pharmacol, I don't know the various abbreviations for the journals. But that's there from 2021, April, from NIH.gov, again, a different one, remdesivir in COVID-19, a critical review, blah, 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 so on and so forth. The common adverse event noted during, quote, compassionate use of remdesivir, what are you talking about? Why are you adding that adjective? In patients with COVID-19 by Grine et al. Include, they go from most minor to most severe, of course, rash, diarrhea, hypotension, abnormal liver function and renal impairment, serious adverse events, acute kidney injury, septic shock, multi-organ failure was noted in 23%, while 60% had at least one adverse event. Guys, I could go on and on. They are giving a liver obliterating treatment to old folks who are more likely to have liver problems. The governor of Maryland is acting as though he doesn't need to be informed in order to make unilateral decisions affecting who knows how many lives. People are going to die from this, and they're going to have kidney damage. And the National Guard, people are just going to be like, hey, guess what we did this weekend? We helped some nursing home people. The people in the nursing home would be like me, you know, 30 years from now. I'll be like, don't you do that. And they'll be like, come on, Tyson, we've talked about this. Tyson, take your medicine. Now, think about that. Seriously, they are at the whims of the people who are caring for them. And so if anybody is to be able to refuse treatment, it is less and less likely to be when you're in the care of others and you're older, where supposedly your judgment can't be trusted. This is bad, ladies and gentlemen. This is really prison-worthy type stuff from the Maryland governor. Oh, well, I couldn't know. Well, guess what? You have to know, okay? Not knowing that you're killing somebody is not an excuse. There will be massive liver toxicity. You need to, and I might even do it just even though I'm nowhere near Maryland, you know, just call up and leave messages. And I would really suggest leaving messages with your National Guard and say, surely you won't do this, right? And leaving messages with your governor, surely you're not going to do this, right? Because it's really bad for kidneys, which is kind of important. All right, guys, thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Harley.